Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Bill Bullard of RCAF joining us as we talk about the Packer ban on livestock ownership still in that Senate farm bill. Back on that in just a moment. Hey neighbors, make plans to enjoy the Southern Plains Farm Show April 17th, 18th, and 19th at Oklahoma State Fair Park, Oklahoma City. It's the farm show with more to see. Hundreds of exhibits, 1,000 product lines, live cattle equipment demos, and gentle horse training twice a day. And if you arrive before 12 noon any of the 3 days of the show, you can register for the Early Bird Prize awarded every day at noon. $1,000 is spent on merchandise from any farm show exhibitor. The Southern Plains Farm Show April 17th through the 19th, Oklahoma City. See you there. Hey neighbors, Pervine Farms have got their 5th annual Cattleman's Choice Bull Sale and Select Female Offering coming up 29th and 30th of March. Bull Sale on Saturday, March 29th, 1:30 in the afternoon. Female Sale Bid Off starts 5 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, March 30th. Stephanie and Chet Pervine invite you to come on out to the farm in Fay, Oklahoma for this great set of cattle they'll be offering. Catalog photos and directions available online at www.pervinefarms.com. Or give Chet a call, 580-623-3693 for information. Earlier this week, we heard from Dr. Clem Ward of Oklahoma State University about the possible impact of the Packer ban on livestock ownership. Would it hurt the various value-added programs within the beef business today? Dr. Ward says, probably not, but there is concern nonetheless, he says. And that brought in a response from Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. We talked with Mr. Bullard here just a day or so ago after that Clem Ward interview about the Packer ban on livestock ownership that is, of course, a part of the Senate Farm Bill proposal. He says the key point to remember, value-added schemes won't be impacted by the Packer ban on livestock ownership. They will not.
The important point here is those who are opposed to this are the packers themselves, because this will indeed remove the control that they now have over the pricing of cattle. But this measure will not affect those value-added programs where the producer maintains material participation in the management of his or her livestock, as well as maintains ownership. So what this does is it specifically prohibits the packers from owning and controlling cattle that we want the producers to own and control until they reach the marketplace. So you can still have forward contracts. You could still have alliances and joint ventures. The only requirement will be is that the producer must maintain actual ownership. So this will not disrupt the marketplace at all. And even your guest, Dr. Clem Ward, indicated that the packer ban would not have that much of an impact on the marketing of cattle unless it went further than what the Act actually does. But the language doesn't go further. It only targets the specific problem, and it leaves the mutually beneficial market facilitation agreements in place, such as those that you're talking about. It will not affect those.
And Bullard says that if this indeed was law, it would not prohibit the JBS Swift folks from actually buying Five Rivers feedlots, but
they couldn't own the cattle in Five Rivers. There's nothing to prevent them from owning a feedlot and then custom feeding for producers, for example. What this law would do would be to prevent JBS Brazil from actually owning and controlling cattle in Five Rivers. And what the packers are attempting to do in their vertical integration goal is to turn the feeding sector into a non-competitive subsidiary of the packer themselves.
Of course, Bullard and RCAF are opposed to those JBS Swift acquisitions of Smithfield and National Beef, but that's another story. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news we report on daily at the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to the website oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the subscribe button right at the top hand of the page. Our daily email is the service of Midwest Farm Shows, proudly producing the Southern Plains Farm Show, April 2008 in Oklahoma City, and the Tulsa Farm Show held each December. Call Midwest Farm Shows for exhibitor opportunities at either show, 507-437-7969.
At your Beef Bus, I'm Ron Hayes.